Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
We have to talk about the major talking point, really, of the game after Liverpool draw 2-2 was what we saw between Mohamed Salah and Jurgen Klopp on the touchline. Jurgen was asked about it in his pre-match press conference, and he said, "I've spoke to Mo in the dressing room. It's done." Like, he obviously trying to leave.
In his post-game press conference,
he's left it there. Not too much more.
Not talking about it.
Which I understand. What goes in the dressing room stays in the dressing room, I suppose. But
well, it didn't happen in the dressing room.
That's my point.
It happened on the pitch.
On the only game at the time being played between the two most high-profile men at the football club. It's something's not right. What did you make of it when you first saw the replay of it?
I got the impression that, and again, I've learned a little bit more, but you asked me what I first thought of it.
Yep.
I thought at the time that Salah was angry that he wasn't on the field to start with, and that Jurgen had gone up to him and said something, like, I'm guessing here, mate. I was like, right, we need you to step up and score. And he's like, I would have done that from the start. And then I don't know what happened. It just got into, like, real arguments and stuff. And obviously I've since found out that maybe it was to do with, you mentioned to us before, maybe it was to do a little bit more with, like, with the subs not being ready and all that.
That was Jamie Carragher's interpretation. Obviously, he's a seasoned pro. He knows, but, like, that, he's just guessing as well. But he was like, the only reason the manager would react like this is maybe the player wasn't ready to come on.
Well, I'll contend that no matter what, it comes from Salah not starting the game.
You're frustrated.
It has to come from, because Salah's never been dropped before, and it was a drop today. He wasn't rested. He was dropped for this game against West Ham in a title running. And that frustration, however it manifests itself, comes from Salah not starting the game and not being trusted and seeing Elliot being given that opportunity. And there's a frustration, of course, that Liverpool have just conceded a goal, and, you know, everything's flared up a little bit because of that as well. This is a talking point that won't end now. This is a talking point that will carry on, because it will carry on until Jurgen Klopp leaves, and I think it might have repercussions into the summer and the new manager and what Salah wants to do in the future and everything. I think this is a crucial time in the history of Liverpool and Mohamed Salah, and it might just be the beginning of the end. I don't want it to be, but I think it's got the potential to be the beginning of the end, Steve.
I suppose, like, we don't know what was said to the manager or from the manager to the player. We've got no idea.
And we won't, by the sounds of it now.
Maybe when he leaves, someone might say, who knows, there might be an expose or there's a microphone that picks up down the line or something. But whatever's said, Mo Salah's not stupid, and I understand we're all emotional at times and sometimes you just don't control yourself. He knows the cameras are on him. Like, when he goes back to Jurgen and then goes again, it's like three times he goes back towards him.
Call me back.
At that point, like, that's and it's very unlike him. Like, I've seen Mo Salah get booted off the pitch and laugh it off. He obviously cares, but, like, he doesn't seem to really get that angry. We are surprised by Mo Salah in that situation, because he's not, if you said a player having a touchline row with a manager, he's never he probably isn't in the top 10 first people you think of having a row with a manager.
And in that regard, I completely agree. I was dead surprised that it was Mo, you know, but then equally, you know, he's a born winner and he doesn't believe that his form deserves being dropped. He believes probably that his form over the last sort of 5-6 years is what keeps him in the side. And, you know, it does boil down to frustration. It boils down to the fact that we've conceded a goal. It boils down to the fact that he's not started the game. And, you know, it boils down to the fact that he might think the manager's made some bad decisions as well over the course of the last few weeks, and not least being not starting Mo Salah in this game. Not long for him to make an impact. Obviously, you come on at 2-2. We could have answered your critics slightly better, to be honest, because I think I don't think he was great again. I think his first touch wasn't great. He had that one run where he drives through the centre and you're like, just pick Nunes out. And he plays a shocking pass, quite frankly, to Nunes. And it's lucky that Nunes is kind of on it and plays it quickly back to Elliot to get the shot off for the bar, wasn't it? But other than that, I didn't think Salah was great when he came on. So you need to answer your critics and the manager in the best way possible. And that's on the football field, not on the sidelines, shoving a finger in his face. I'm sure because of the way that Jürgen is, he will be able to put his arm around Mo and talk to Mo. I'm sure they've got a great relationship. They're both seasoned pros, experienced fellas. They'll know how to put this beside them to one side for a little bit. But what are you putting it to the side for? Because it doesn't feel like they're fighting for anything now. So it is a worrying time, Steve. And, you know, to answer my question from earlier, do you think this could have repercussions that ends up with Salah leaving the club?
I mean, we're getting a new manager, first of all. So, like, does he care? I said I said I'd be shocked if Salah's still here next season because I can't see him getting offered the contract on the type of money he wants, and I can't see Liverpool just letting him see it out now. I think if Klopp was here and it was continuation of something.
Well, if Klopp was still here, we'd have had his contract wrapped up, wouldn't we?
Maybe,
I think it's all part and parcel of the same thing because he'll want to see what Tainan's like to see whether he wants to sign up for another year, but we know we can't go into the last year with Mo Salah not tied.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I suppose they'll ask. It's up to Edwards and Slot. Who knows?
But that's a problem in and of itself because of Edwards and the thing with the H.
Exactly, I'd be shocked if he's still here, but I don't know if today's a part of that. But just to let you know, by the way, as we're live, Mo Salah just said in the post-match mix zone, this is according to Paul Gorse of The Echo, if I speak today, there will be fire. That's Mo Salah's...
Whoa!
That according to Paul Gorse of The Echo, is Mo Salah's response. So, something, they are not happy with each other at all there, Chris. That's like, he hasn't gone, oh, no, it's nothing, or, you know, it's fine, leave it. I mean, again, we haven't seen the context of this comment that he said, but, like, that is, I mean, it's kind of caused the fire without putting the fire
out.
That's
a for starters, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, again, that just means that what we're talking about now is the big talking point around Liverpool. This is not going to settle down quickly. Maybe he wants to cool down before he says something, and maybe that's what it's in relation to, but like, it doesn't sound good, this, in any way, shape or form. If you're a Liverpool fan and you're thinking about Mo Salah in the future and post Jürgen Klopp, then it makes me think that right now, if I had to put money on it, I'm with you. I don't think he stays next season because of this.
I should clarify, he was asked to do interviews in the mix zone by the reporters, and he's walked past them and said that. I mean,
not necessarily to do with Klopp, but also necessarily to do with Klopp.
I mean, what else is it going to be about? Nothing else happened for him. I find it, Chris, we don't know the context of the conversation, who's to blame, but a lot of people online, obviously I was doing the socials for the game and stuff, and obviously you on the watch along, a lot of people took umbrage at Mo Salah for that. Again, we don't know what Jürgen said. Listen, Jürgen could have said anything, and Mo Salah might have every right, but it does feel like the backlash of this is actually going towards a player now who has actually been, he hasn't played well for a while, and maybe that's felt into it. But like, I imagine when the comments come out for this video as well, a lot of people will be having a go at Mo Salah for it. Are you in kind of in that camp?
I don't know, because
you don't know what was said, but
exactly. Yeah. So how can I blame a player for something where Klopp could have gone, "You've been shit recently, mate, but score today for me, will you?" If that's what he said, I'd very much doubt it. Dennis on Klopp. Because he shouldn't have joked around with that.
You say that, right? But even then, I don't think that gives you a right to go to your manager and start putting in his face. Even then, you go, "I'm going to prove you wrong." Like, you know, I'm not sure the going back and going back is... I don't know, man. Unless he said something...
But what if he said something bad?
Like, unless Jürgen's really insulting, like, really, he might have, but that feels unlikely, Chris. You've got to... I can't see Jürgen just before he puts on his record.
Is this not the passion that we want to see from our players?
I don't like passion. I don't like the manager arguing with the player. Like, we saw it with Milner and Klopp, didn't we?
Funny enough,
at West Ham, yeah. But that was Milner getting taken off, and he was like, "And I think when you get taken off, you've got every right to have a go. It's odd that before you come on the pitch, I don't know." Okay. And I'm all into
this. This is a player that's not used to being dropped for games of football,
and it maybe sort of arse a little bit.
It can only be that thing.
It's ironic that Darwin Nunes of all people's the peacemaker in the situation, yeah, as well. No. The irony was lost on me for that as well.
But yeah, I mean, listen, in all likelihood, you're probably right. It probably is on Mo Salah, but without knowing what was said, I don't think it's fair to criticise one or the other.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just that both shouldn't be doing that and airing the dirty laundry on the sidelines in a title running. I get that tensions are frayed. I get that it's a high-pressure environment, but you've got to remember where you are at all times when you're a footballer, because you're being paid to remember where you are at all times as well as play football.
And then you go on to the pitch in the best frame of mind to try and win Liverpool a game.
It didn't look like that happened.
It didn't look like that happened
for a few weeks.
I know it's good. Liverpool, it looked like Liverpool are going to shut this down. We're never going to hear about it. There'll be a piece somewhere in The Athletic, or someone will get something down the line. Bascom or Joyce will find out the ins and outs of it. You know, someone like the fourth official will probably sell the story or something, and we'll find out the true meaning of it. But yeah, it's
Salah's book.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, like, it's quite sad a little bit as well. That's my overriding thought on it, is like, that's the manager who's about to leave and his greatest player, and
a player who's defined him as well.
If play without, he wouldn't have the medals, and vice versa. They both owe each other so much. You know, Jürgen Klopp played Mo Salah, picked him, moved his best player out at the time to the other side to accommodate Mo Salah, and then Mo Salah repaid Jürgen Klopp with goals, performances and medals and trophies. I think it's actually quite sad to see that.
Let's hope they can bury the hatchet then.
I'm sure they will, but even then, that's an everlasting memory. Now we're gonna remember the end of this season as Liverpool dropping 8 points.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna remember that.
Ten points in five games, and Mo Salah and Klopp arguing. I think a lot will, though, Chris. I do. I know you're different than us, because you're actually, the way you look at football is different.
I won't remember this season's shite. Season's done. I won't think back at this season when I think of Klopp.
No, but I mean,
I just won't.
I think when you look back at this season, I mean, not of Klopp. I mean, we're all going to review this season. You'll always remember bits of it, and you'll think the 2-1 against Newcastle.
I won't be doing any of that.
I think there'll be a lot of people.
I won't be. I just won't. Listen, other people might, but yeah. I won't remember this season once it's done and dusted, mate. It's for me, and I hate saying it, from where we were 3 weeks ago, it's been an abject failure.
Yeah.
And there's reasons for it. I understand the reasons for it. I really do. But I can't get away from the fact that this has been a poor season for us. And successful in some ways, of course, getting Champions League football is important. But the manner in which where we were 3 weeks ago with knocked out of the FA Cup, knocked out of the Europa League, petering out in the Premier League, this season's not one for remembering for me.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itsinas. I'm Kayla Itsinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.